We must encourage our children to get good white men's education in order to have a skilled labor job that will serve them well, even outside of Pyongyang. Professional jobs like lawyer, doctor, and any other good paying jobs. Future in question. We ourselves, those of us who didn't attend high school, must apply for the white men's outdoor training school, something like how to live together in the community, how to serve our local public with honesty and kindness, learn political science in white men's style. More urgently, we must tell our leaders to broaden their minds than just beyond it in their own personal gain. We also should find ways to educate our general band membership how to live out their new community lifestyle in which they have settled in as their new lifestyle. The general band membership must also take on the basic science of politics so that they can be more responsible in choosing or selecting and electing their community leaders. As it is today, it's just a game to them, a chance to argue, a chance to call names to one another. That's what it always seems to happen. Future in question. We must seek information that may help us to face a new development that may affect the lives of our children and in their community. In the future, seek information for future events, white men's major undertakings like damming the rivers flowing to the bay, possibly to be disturbed by such events for Piwanag community, that the Piwanag band could be requested to relocate again for the dam construction. Preparation for uncertainty. Damming the rivers, it's still on the provincial government desk. It's just a matter of provincial economic requirements and demand. When that time arrives, dam will be constructed regardless of any protest by any group, native or non-native. Piwanag is the prime target. The Federal Indian Affairs has the authority to give a land reserve for Indian for as it deemed necessary and relocate the band, etc., etc. It is written somewhere in the Indian Act. Uncertainty continued. We know by now that Ontario provincial government is a custodian to provincial government. Treaty 9 in 1930 has given that right to them according to the treaty terms and conditions signed by both parties. The major rivers flowing to the bay are potential natural resources that are waiting to be harnessed by damming these five major rivers flowing to the bay. It appears that is the reason the MNR do not want to let native people to develop any kind of permanent economic activity on this river this time. According to their present policy, they do not wish to issue any commercial license to anyone to fish or any fishing camp established on the river. The possibility of damming of the river is the only reason. Indian Reserve 90. We should let this Indian Reserve where it's at for the time being while we have enough land here in Pyongyang for this time. We must decide what first to do. We must settle our differences about the subject of doing away of Indian Act first, and then we can decide what to do with the Reserve Number 90. We have already taken part of it for our community development. With the uncertain days of the future, it would be wise to keep that parcel of our reserve land. If we fail to maintain and efficiently run our community beyond it, beyond the community, means financially broke or flooded or without again. Yes, it's possible. Most important issue at this time obviously is the band council. Not one person can find solution for this problem. Or is it a problem? Or maybe we are the problem. We make it a problem. Page 13. Most important issue is this three-part paper is to try separate three different points in which our problem seems to originate. The first part is that we keep referring to Band Council, First Native Government, and Chief and Council. We also talk about our culture while at the same time disagreeing to each other when we want to apply our native ways of things we want to do, using the white man's method to win our points. At times, we use the white man's bureaucratic system to beg for funds to get paid while we fight each other, and so forth.